Extracts from letters written by the Universal House of Justice. 68. It should not be surmised that the events which have taken place in all corners of the globe, including the sacred land of Iran, have occurred as isolated incidents without any aim and purpose. According to the words of our beloved guardian, the invisible hand is at work, and the convulsions taking place on earth are a prelude to the proclamation of the cause of God. This is but one of the mysterious forces of this supreme revelation, which is causing the limbs of mankind to quake, and those who are drunk with pride and negligence to be thunderstruck and shaken. In such an afflicted time, when mankind is bewildered and the wisest of men are perplexed as to the remedy, the people of Baha, who have confidence in his unfailing grace and divine guidance, are assured that each of these tormenting trials has a cause, a purpose, and a definite result, and all are essential instruments for the establishment of the immutable will of God on earth. In other words, on the one hand, humanity is struck by the scourge of his chastisement, which will inevitably bring together the scattered and vanquished tribes of the earth. And on the other, the weak few whom he has nurtured under the protection of his loving guidance are in this formative age and period of transition continuing to build amidst these tumultuous waves an impregnable stronghold which will be the sole remaining refuge for those lost multitudes. Therefore, the dear friends of God, who have such a broad and clear vision before them, are not perturbed by such events, nor are they panic-stricken by such thundering sounds, nor will they face such convulsions with fear and trepidation, nor will they be deterred even for a moment from fulfilling their sacred responsibilities. 69. The inveterate enemies of the faith imagine that their persecutions will disrupt the foundations of the faith and tarnish its glory. Alas, alas for their ignorance and folly. These acts of oppression, far from weakening the resolve of the friends, have always served to inflame their zeal and galvanize their beings. In the words of Abdu'l-Bahá, they thought that violence and interference would cause extinction and silence and lead to suppression and oblivion, whereas interference in matters of conscience causes stability and firmness and attracts the attention of men's sight and souls, which fact has received experimental proof many times and often. Every drop of blood shed by the valiant martyrs, every sigh heaved by the silent victims of oppression, every supplication for divine assistance offered by the faithful has released and will continue mysteriously to release forces over which no antagonist of the faith has any control, and which, as marshalled by an all-watchful providence, have served to noise abroad the name and fame of the faith to the masses of humanity in all continents, millions of whom had previously been totally ignorant of the existence of the faith, or had but a superficial and oft-times erroneous understanding of its teachings and history. The current persecution has resulted in bringing the name and character of our beloved faith to the attention of the world as never before in its history. as a direct result of the protests sent by the worldwide community of the Most Great Name to the rulers in Iran, of the representations made to the media when those protests were ignored, of direct approach by Baha'i institutions at national and international level to governments, communities of nations, international agencies, and the United Nations itself, the faith of Baha'u'llah has not only been given sympathetic attention in the world's councils, but also its merits and violated rights have been discussed and resolutions of protest sent to the Iranian authorities by sovereign governments singly and in unison. The world's leading newspapers, followed by the local press, have presented sympathetic accounts of the faith to millions of readers, while television and radio stations are increasingly making the persecutions in Iran the subject of their programs. Commercial publishing houses are beginning to commission books about the faith. Indeed, this new wave of persecution sweeping the cradle of the faith may well be seen as a blessing in disguise, a providence whose calamity is, as always, borne heroically by the beloved Persian community. It may be regarded as the latest move in God's major plan, another trumpet blast to awaken the heedless from their slumber, and a golden opportunity offered to the Baha'is to demonstrate once again their unity and fellowship before the eyes of a declining and skeptical world, to proclaim with full force the message of Baha'u'llah to high and low alike, to establish the reverence of our faith for Islam and its Prophet, to assert the principles of non-interference in political activities and obedience to government, which stand at the very core of our faith, and to provide comfort and solace to the breasts of the serene sufferers and steadfast heroes in the forefront of a persecuted community. 70. Shoghi Effendi perceived in the organic life of the cause a dialectic of victory and crisis. The unprecedented triumphs generated by the adamantine steadfastness of the Iranian friends will inevitably provoke opposition to test and increase our strength. Let every Baha'i in the world be assured that whatever may befall this growing faith of God is but incontrovertible evidence of the loving care with which the King of Glory and his martyred herald, through the incomparable center of his covenant and our beloved guardian, are preparing his humble followers for ultimate and magnificent triumph. 71. The opening of that plan coincided with the recrudescence of savage persecution of the Baha'i community in Iran, a deliberate effort to eliminate the cause of God from the land of its birth. The heroic steadfastness of the Persian friends has been the mainspring of tremendous international attention focused on the cause, eventually bringing it to the agenda of the General Assembly of the United Nations, and together with worldwide publicity in all the media, accomplishing its emergence from the obscurity which characterized and sheltered the first period of its life. This dramatic process impelled the Universal House of Justice to address a statement on peace to the peoples of the world and arrange for its delivery to heads of state and the generality of the rulers.